Inside Out and Back Again by Thana Lai. Reading assignment number 4, pages 42 to 47. Bridge to the Sea. Uncle Son, father's best friend, visits us. He's short, dark, and smiley, not tall, thin, and serious like father in photographs. Still, when classmates ask about my father, sometimes short and smiley come to mind before I can stop it. Uncle Son goes straight to the kitchen, where the back door opens into an alley. Unbelievable luck! This door bypasses the Navy checkpoint and leads straight to the port. I will not risk fleeing with my children on a rickety boat. Would a Navy ship meet your approval? As if the Navy would abandon its country. There won't be a South Vietnam left to abandon. You really believe we can leave? When the time comes, this house is our bridge to the sea. April 16th. Should we? Mother calls a family meeting. Ong Juan has sold leaves of gold to buy 12 airplane tickets. Ba Nam has a van ready to load 25 relatives toward the coast. Mother asks us, should we leave our home? Brother Quang says, how can we scramble away like rats, without honor, without dignity, when everyone must help rebuild the country? Brother Khoi says, what if father comes home and finds his family gone? Brother Vu says, yes, we must go. Everyone knows he dreams of touching the same ground where Bruce Lee walked. Mother twists her brows. I've lived in the North. At first, not much will happen. Then suddenly, Quang will be asked to leave college. Ha will become come home chanting the slogans of Ho Chi Minh, and Khoi will be rewarded for reporting to his teacher everything we say in the house. Her brows twist so much, we hush. April 17th. Shh. Brother Khoi shakes me before dawn. I follow him to the back garden. In his palm chirps a downy yellow fuzz, just hatched. He presses his palm against my squeal. No matter what mother decides, we are not to leave. I must protect my chick and you, your papayas. He holds out his pinky and stares, 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 until I extend mine and we hook. April 18th. Quiet decision. Dinner time. I help mother peel sweet potatoes to stretch the rice. I start to chop off the potato's end as wide as a thumbnail, then decide to slice off only a sliver. I am proud of my ability to save until I see tears in mother's deep eyes. You deserve to grow up where you don't worry about saving half a bite of sweet potato. April 19th. That's the end of reading assignment number 4.